We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Drivers will get up to $750 cash back in their pockets each year as part of a major toll relief overhaul, which will deliver the greatest benefits to Western Sydney commuters. Around 500,000 motorists will get quarterly rebates in their toll bill as part of a new initiative labelled by government sources as the cost of living centrepiece in this month's budget. The Daily Telegraph can reveal drivers who spend at least $375 on tolls each year will get a 40% rebate starting at $150. The scheme, which will dramatically increase toll savings for families, will be capped with a maximum yearly benefit of $750. Almost 300,000 extra drivers will get toll relief from next financial year under the rebates. It will replace an existing scheme, which cuts the price of registration in half or in full once motorists exceed a certain toll threshold. And if you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at the App Store. Unvaccinated teachers are being paid their full salary to sit at home on gardening leave despite staff shortages plaguing public schools. The Daily Telegraph can reveal that hundreds of teachers have been told they must undertake alternative duties from home while waiting for the department to decide whether to allow unvaccinated teachers to come back to school. Teachers subject to the Alternative Duties Directive, backdated to May 13 when public health orders mandating vaccination expired, are being paid their normal salary, despite not being required to do their normal work. You will not be expected to undertake work during this time, an email seen by the Telegraph said. Despite public health orders mandating vaccination for school teachers expiring in May, the Education Department is still requiring teachers to be double jabbed to come to work. Bureaucrats are working through a risk assessment about whether to allow unvaccinated staff back into the classroom. And we'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The boss of the state's premier cultural institution billed taxpayers thousands of dollars for meals at Sydney's finest restaurants, including $1,180 at Otto in Woolloomooloo, $1,033 at Fyodor in Surry Hills, and $779 at Franca Brasserie in Potts Point. Art Gallery of New South Wales director Michael Brand's choice of power lunch hotspots are revealed in his Citibank credit card statements for the past 2 years, obtained by the Daily Telegraph under Freedom of Information laws. The public servant, who's on a salary of about $450,000 per year, also regularly spent hundreds of dollars at the bottle shop over the same period. That included $522 at Elizabeth Bay Cellars in December 2021, followed by a purchase just 5 days later of $254 from a Florida-based company called Vintage Liquors. In August the previous year, he spent $718 at the same store, followed by more than $215 a month later. Other purchases on his credit card statements include $1,043 in January 2021 at the now-defunct Italian restaurant Lucio's at Paddington. On March 4, he spent $708 at Raku Dining in Canberra before nipping back to Sydney to spend $532 at an Indian restaurant in Surry Hills called Foreign Return just 2 days later. And another Golden Eagle pay increase has resulted in prize money soaring to $10 million. Rosehill Gardens' marquee spring carnival event is now the nation's second richest race behind the $15 million Everest. Racing New South Wales announced last November that the Golden Eagle's prize money would be increased to $8 million, up from $7.5 million, after encouraging wagering returns on the feature race. The Melbourne Cup is worth $7.75 million, but with additional race sponsorship, Racing New South Wales boosted the Golden Eagle by another $2 million to $10 million for when the race is run next at Rosehill on October 29. And that's the latest headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.